And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. My name is Raghunath. You're listening to Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. First track that I'm going to play today will be Jai Uttal from his release titled Back to Bazaar. And the track will be Sham Bolo. This is a recording that was done with Ben Lineback from a few years ago. I also have a guest with me this evening. Do you want to test your microphone?
Melissa.
There you go. Thank you. Welcome to Melissa. She's going to be joining us today on the show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play this track first, and then we'll take a bit of a break for PSAs, and then we'll get into a long mix in the middle of the show, and then cap it off with probably some nice kirtan. If you're not familiar with the show a little bit, then basically... we play kirtan, which is group chanting of mantras, ancient mantras, and we play various other things related to mantra yoga and bhakti yoga. Like, we're going to be hearing in the middle of the show some snippets by Ravindra Swarup, who is talking on just how to connect with higher consciousness through sound. You can give us a call, 604-822-2487. So here's the first track, Jai Uttal, with Sham Bolo. I hope you're having a fine day.
Thank you. Rama Bolo Bolo Radhe 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 Sham Sham Bolo Sham Sham Bolo Bolo Radhe 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 Sham Sham Bolo Sham Sham Bolo Bolo Radhe 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 Sham Sham Bolo Sham Sham Bolo Bolo Radhe Sham
Radhe Radhe Sham, Bolo Radhe Radhe Sham, 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 Radhe Radhe Sham.
Jai Uttal was born in New York City, and when he was 19 years old, or around then, he moved out to California, where he studied sarod for a little while, and eventually he found himself in India, studying yoga and Neem Karoli Baba in Vrindavan. He was traveling a little bit. He ended up in Bengal, in sort of the northeastern area of India, where he didn't actually speak the Bengali language. So as a musician, he would play with the various street musicians there, and so that was basically his level of communication at that point, was they would just basically communicate through sound, through bhajan, through kirtan. And so all these different sort of influences coming from, you know, the 60s, United States in the 60s, those kind of sounds, and his various travels into India, is kind of that's a fusion of what is Jai Uttal's sound. So that's what we're listening to currently, a recording of him doing Sham Bolo. What are your thoughts over there?
Hello.
Yes. You were saying you like this track. You've never heard this before.
No, I've never heard it before, but it's very beautiful.
It's a nice track. What we're going to do now is we're going to play a couple of PSAs, public service announcements, and then we'll be back just to introduce the next little set that's coming up. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you from all of us at CITR for your generous support during our 2011 fund drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
So we're back. There was one verse that Mel actually picked out here, which we can maybe recite. It's kind of a nice verse. It's written in Sanskrit. So this verse is basically it's like two mantras together, and it can be chanted in that form. Mahaprabhu kirtana nritya gita vaditra madhyan manaso rasayana romancha kampashru taranga bhajo vande guru shri charanaravindam. So what this means is that, like we were talking about Jai Uttal and his experience with kirtan or with chanting with the local musicians in Bengal, in India. So this kirtan, one of the symptoms of the performance of this style of chanting is nritya, nritya gita. Nritya means to dance. That you can see that even a child, when a child hears music or rhythm, automatically the child will start to clap their hands and dance. So this is actually, this is explained in the Bhakti Sutras or the literature to do with Bhakti Yoga. This is actually a symptom of the soul. That there's a joyous nature which is the core of every being, and that such things as beautiful song and dance, they can manifest this connectivity, but also they can be symptoms of feeling connected. That's kind of an interesting verse that Mel picked out that I thought I would share with you before we go into the next set, which is going to be comprised of all kinds of stuff. Various different layers and loops and mantras, and we'll just kind of see where it takes us, taking us up to about 1:45 or 4:50. We're going to start with a, it's actually Raman Reti Das in the background of this one mix, which has been kind of mixed with some minimal sort of beats, and that'll lead us into even fairer pastures, hopefully. So I hope you enjoy what's coming up in the next little while. You're listening to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver. You can give us a call, 604-822-2487.
idea that all these transcendental paths or yogas have in common is the notion that the personality or the individuality, the self, is not really a material or a product of the material world. There's the idea that somehow there's two kinds of things that have come into contact. One are the material structures and energies that we see about us, and the other are the selves, what people would sometimes call in the West is the soul. Sanskrit word is Atma, and Atma means self. And it's not even that I am a body and have a soul. The Vedic conception is I am a soul, because the word for soul is self, and I have a body. It's a kind of a different idea.
Thank you.
When people have gone through this exploration of consciousness, tried to uncover the self, they encounter not just the self with a small s, but also a self with a large s. We can call it the super self. We are the Atma. But the yoga practice always ends with people that follow all the way out in the encounter with the Paramatma. Which is the self of all selves, and is the soul of the universe. Self. We are the Atma, but the yoga practice always ends with people that follow all the way out in the encounter with the Paramatma, or the super self, which is the self of all selves, and is the soul of the universe, and this super self. Is the personality of the absolute truth. Spiritual discipline, that discovery that I am I as a self am linked up to a very much larger self who is unlimited. And Bhakti especially concentrates on establishing a relationship through devotion with the Supreme Self. And the technique of bhakti, and especially using mantra yoga, is that it is very, very difficult just to withdraw senses from the objects and to try to become detached from things, the material world, simply by negation. And the technique of bhakti is that instead of trying to, as in Ashtanga yoga, shut down the senses, well, that's basically what it does, is try to shut them down. Instead of trying to shut them down, engage them. That we can use our mind and our senses and connect them with transcendence. There's a mantra. The word mantra means a sound that can purify or deliver the mind, which is the goal of yoga. And that instead of just trying to empty out our consciousness of material things, instead if we connect our awareness with something spiritual, then automatically you become engaged positively in a spiritual way, then the detachment from the material is natural and easy.
we were talking about a space between us and the people who hide themselves behind a world of illusion. Never glimpse the truth, then it's far too late and they pass away.
Join New Works at the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center for Dance All Sorts, Vancouver's most eclectic dance series, entering its 14th season.
The remaining 2011 shows are 2 p.m. on Sundays, October 16th, November 13th, and December 11th. Tickets are available at the door by Pay What You Can donation. Children 10 and under are free. You can also try out a different type of dance every month through the Dance All Sorts of workshops at Creekside Community Center on Saturday before each performance.
For more information, visit www.newworks.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
We're back here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Mantra. We're coming to pretty much the end of the show. We got about 10 minutes remaining. What was played in that set? Some a recording of Ramanvaiti Das from Vrindavan in India with Radhe Bolo. And then also Atmaram was in there with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And some snippets of Azura, and that was mixed with some local drumming recordings. And what else was in there? Oh, some Ravindra Swarup was talking about the practice of mantra yoga and connecting with higher consciousness through sound. And I should mention that this weekend at Unity Yoga on 10th and Commercial Drive, there's a drop-in mantra yoga gathering called Enchant that happens every 2 weeks, but this is actually the last one of the year for a few weeks, and it'll be starting up again in January. So that's this Saturday at 6 p.m. It's a drop-in by donation, and it's like a two-hour mantra yoga session at Unity Yoga and Tea House. And Mel, who is joining me tonight, on the show, is actually she. You've actually gone to Enchant, that gathering, before.
Yes, I have.
And as have I, and... So what are your thoughts, just like, we got a couple of minutes before we have to camp off the show. What are some of your thoughts on the, you know, chanting and the practice of kirtan, just in terms of as a form of meditation, as a form of raising consciousness? What, any ideas you want to share?
Yeah, I've been chanting for about a year now, and my experience is... chanting has brought me a lot of peace, a lot of bliss that I didn't even know that was possible. Mostly it brings me peace. Chanting is also a form of yoga, meaning that you feel that sense of connect as well with your spiritual side. I just also on the topic of Enchant, it's also an amazing way just to get together and associate and just to meet people and just open up your heart and just to sing and to chant and guarantee to feel 100% better afterwards. And we also do have a bit of treats afterwards as well. So it has a really nice community feel.
Yeah.
And it's
so
it's nice.
It's a grassroots gathering, and like you say, it's the whole thing ends with like a nice vegetarian feast. So So this is actually special food. It's called prasadam. So in the Bhakti tradition, any food that is blessed or offered is considered that it becomes, it takes on a quality which in itself raises vibration just by eating it. So this is kind of the cap of the whole event. So that's this Saturday, Unity Yoga, 10th and Commercial Drive, drop-in by donation, it's called Enchant. And the last track is going to be, I was going to actually play Mukunda Datta with a recording of Mangal Acharan. And this goes through several verses, Sanskrit verses, which can be chanted. Some of them are often chanted as part of a kirtan, but some of them not so commonly. But it's a nice little recording that I came across, and I think it's a good note to end on. If you would like to contact us at the show, you can send us email, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. It's all one word, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, you can search for Mantra Radio, and you'll find some links to tracks on SoundCloud. And also, of course, you can go to citr.ca to find out more about CITR Radio. And also, you can find podcasts for this show and all the shows on CITR. The phone number here for the DJ line is 604-822-2487. Any closing words over there?
Chant and be happy.
That's good. See you next week, 4 p.m. Next Thursday for another installment of Mantra. I hope that you enjoy the last track. Namaste.
Namaste.
Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasimhubhyayevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama,
that was The Mantra Show here on 101.9 CITR. Good evening, Vancouver. Happy 8th of December. Nothing too important today other than it was a beautiful day and the full moon makes it a beautiful evening. So I hope everyone out there is enjoying yourselves